A city in Wisconsin may soon impose fines on parents to stop kids from bullying. Wisconsin Rapids would join several other towns in the state that have implemented similar ordinances. The city council votes next week. Melissa Sigler is a reporter with the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. Melissa, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What prompted this move in the first place?
So I think one of the major factors behind this ordinance was kind of a particularly alarming case of bullying that popped up back in February here. A seventh grade girl at a local middle school had been receiving handwritten notes from other students who were calling her names, calling her fat and stupid, and encouraging her to take her own life. So those notes popped up on social media, and clearly it was shocking to the school and to a lot of parents, especially coming from, middle school students. So after that incident, the superintendent of the school district started to reach out to local authorities and get the ball rolling on this ordinance.
So could you tell us how the anti-bullying ordinance would work in Wisconsin Rapids? The idea is to get police involved. How so?
The process is the parents would first receive a written warning just to make them aware that this is going on. But if that bullying persists with the same student, the penalty for a first offense then would be $50. And then when you add in additional court costs and fees, the total would be around $313.
And this fine would be levied on the parent or guardian. So this is assuming that a parent or guardian can actually control the actions of, say, maybe a 17-year-old. Because this covers anybody younger than 18 years old, right?
Sure. Yep. And I think that the goal here is really just to make parents aware that this is going on, because in a lot of cases, I think they're not aware that, their kid is involved with this kind of conduct. So I think the goal here is it's really just meant to give schools another tool to solve this problem, which is so widespread and happens everywhere.
It puts more of a burden on police. What are police saying about it?
They're very much in favor of it. So each school already has a school resource officer. So that will most likely be the starting point for most of these cases. So if a report is made, the officer will look into it. And if they find that bullying as defined in the ordinance has happened, then they'll issue a written warning first and a citation if it goes that far.
This has already been implemented in other communities around. How well has it worked?
Yeah, so in Plover, Wisconsin, which is about 15 miles outside of Wisconsin Rapids, they passed a similar ordinance about 4 years ago, and their police chief said that it's been successful there. They haven't really had to issue any fines to any parents. They've issued about, he said, fewer than a dozen written warnings. So he said just having that ordinance in place was really a wake-up call to parents.
Does that mean actual incidents of bullying have gone down?
Yeah, he said they've haven't had as many incidents occurring. They feel that this ordinance has really had an impact, a positive impact on their schools.
So the city council in Wisconsin Rapids is going to be taking this up next week. Is there any major pushback?
We haven't really seen a lot of major pushback. I think just the fact that something is being done to try to combat this problem, people are really in favor of that. What we have seen is that people maybe wish kids were being held more directly responsible for their own actions. So instead of fining parents or guardians for the kids' actions, they maybe wanted to have the kids complete some kind of community service. But for the most part, I think the reaction has been pretty supportive, and people are willing to give it a try.
Melissa Sigler is a reporter with the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. Thanks a lot for telling us about the proposed ordinance. Thank you very much.
Yes, thanks for having me.